digital radio and online. 11 o'clock the time now, time for Fiona Talkington to bring you Late Junction.
Mes chers amis, je vous invite en ayant tous le verre en main. Mes chers amis, je vous invite en ayant tous le verre en main. Buvons, chantons et rions bien pendant que nous sommes dedans ce monde. Vivons contents et vivons bien. Peut-être nous serons tous morts demain. À quoi sert-il tous les biens de ce monde, puisqu'il nous faut toujours mourir? À quoi sert-il tous les biens de ce monde, puisqu'il nous faut toujours mourir? Peut-être nous en trouverons pas de ce bon vin dans l'autre monde. Peut-être nous en trouverons pas de cabaret dans ce pays-là. Adieu les brunes, adieu les blondes, adieu les filles de grand renom. Adieu les brunes, adieu les blondes, adieu les filles de grand renom. Souvenez-vous de ces bons garçons qui ont fait l'amour avec adresse. Souvenez-vous de ces bons garçons qui ont fait l'amour avec raison.
My friends, come in, take a glass in your hand, because you won't find any good pubs in the afterlife. I can't vouch for that, of course, but the Quebecois group Celle Lacoute sound very convincing, I think. And welcome to another week of Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington, here with you 11 till half past midnight, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. A slightly different Quebec connection in this next song. Martin Simpson sings about General Wolfe, who led the British Army against the French in the 1759 battle for Quebec City. Shot during the battle, he died of his wounds.
On Monday morning as we set sail, o'er the wind it did blow a most pleasant gale. To fight the French it was our intent, through smoke and fire, through smoke and fire. And it was a dark and a gloomy night, and the French landed on mountains high, while we poor souls on the valleys did lie. Cheer up, me lads, General Wolfe did say, brave lads of honor, brave lads of honor. Old England, she must win. And the very first broadside we give to them, oh, we've wounded 150 men. Well done, me lads, General wolf did say, brave lads of honor, brave lads of honor, old England she shall win. And the very next broadside they give to us, they have wounded our general in his right breast. And from his wound precious blood did flow, like any fountain, like any fountain. And all his men, they were filled with. Here's 100 guineas all in bright gold. Take it, part it, for my blood runs cold. And use my men as you did before, your soldiers all. And they will fight forever. And when to England you do return, tell all my friends I am dead and gone. And tell my tender mother dear that I am dead, or that I am dead, oh. And nevermore shall she see.
Martin Simpson with that moving song called Bold General Wolf. That's from his new CD, Purpose and Grace. I hadn't realised that the multi-instrumentalist Stefan Mikus hadn't played in the UK since 1976. Well, he's putting that to rights very soon, appearing at the opening night of the London Jazz Festival a week on Friday at the Purcell Room. And he's including music from his most recent release, Bold as Light. From that, here's Winter Dance, various zithers, and a Japanese bamboo flute called a nokan. A waltz by the Danish composer Bent Sørensen, who's composer in residence at this year's Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. That runs from Friday the 18th to Sunday the 27th of November, and you'll find details of all the concerts on their festival website, hcmf.co.uk. The composer David Bedford died last month. Last week I played you part of his 1970s work, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, and tonight I've chosen part of another piece from 1985 this time, called Regal Nine, which sets words by Ursula Le Guin. Three men visit another planet, and one of them, Anders, makes contacts with the inhabitants. Let's pick it up at the end of scene two as Anders watches the setting sun, and then we find Kappa and Lee, the other two men, in the forest. There's a huge cast of musicians, which includes the 80s girl band Strawberry Switchblade as the funeral leaders.
You're taking me further into the city, but I'll get lost.
Search party to ship. Kappa here. No traces of the aliens or Anders. We're keeping together. We don't dare scatter out. There are no landmarks, no paths, no artifacts, no signs. Will you confirm my compass reading? 4218 north, 1116 west.
Your compass reading is confirmed. 4218 north, 1116 west. The group of human life that took their fellow's handlers was large and must have left tracks behind. Can you find no traces of the group?
No, nothing. Everywhere you look, it's all alike.
Primary One is steady
Roger, we'll head back. It'll take about an hour.
All right, Lee. Let's be heading back.
Head back? That's fine with me. Oh, my head is spinning. We'll never find him in these trees.
Get off the planet, would I say. There's nothing useful here.
What about Anders?
Face facts, he's dead. Come on.
It gets weird when the white sun sets. You stumble on green shadows.
Lee, what's that?
Aliens! There, behind those trees. Three of the things. I've got two of them. This one's still alive.
No, don't shoot it. Get a hold of it.
I've got it.
All right, you orange freak. Where's Anders? What did you do with him? The one you took, the one like us. Where is he?
Where's Anders? Where's the man?
It doesn't understand.
It isn't struggling now. It's listening.
Show us where Anders is.
Look at it. I think it understood. It's trying to show us where he is.
Let it go, Lee. Keep your gun on it. All right. If you've got Anders, show us where he is.
Pretending it's got a gun.
It hasn't got anything. Why is it pointing at us like that?
It's pointing at itself.
What did it do?
It's dead.
I didn't shoot it.
Nobody did.
It killed itself. It killed itself with a gun that wasn't there.
It must be playing dead.
No. Look, there's blood. Blood running out of its mouth.
How could it?
It could have killed us, maybe.
Let's get out of here.
Anders is dead. He must be dead.
No, we must try and find him.
Lee, come on. We're due back at the ship. It's going to get dark.
His mouth is full of blood.
Come on, Lee.
Search party. Kepper here. We're returning the ship after engagement with small group of aliens. No injuries.
part of David Bedford's setting of Ursula Le Guin's Regal Nine, a piece he wrote in 1985 with a massive cast, including the voices of Strawberry Switchblade. And I'll be playing more of David Bedford's music this week, part of our tribute here on Late Junction to David Bedford, who died last month. Another British composer, Lawrence Crane, has been celebrating his 50th birthday this year, and there's a special concert for him at this year's Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. Here's a piece called Sparling, performed by the clarinetist Andrew Sparling and guitarist Alan Thomas. A little tune from Bert Jansch, the first time I ever. And Max will be playing tribute to him as well next week here on Late Junction. Lawrence Crane's Sparling before that, played by Andrew Sparling and Alan Thomas. And Lawrence Crane's 50th birthday concert is on at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival on the 20th of November. Mariam Hassan was born in the Western Sahara in the 1950s into a nomadic family of singers and dancers. Here she sings a traditional song for the family of the bride to sing as they accompany the bride to her tent.
First came to town, people. I was walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, and I heard a lot of people talking about the White House. I decided I'd drop in there that night. When I got there, I said, "Man, what's shaking?" They said, "Look, man, You can't come in here. This is where the president hang out. What you want? I said, look, man, I'm John Lee Hooker. I sing the blues. They said, the president don't have time for the blues. I said, look, man, everybody got to have the blues sometime. No matter where you're from or where you're at. So I decided to make a run for president. Yeah, I know everybody got the blues, cause I'm in touch with them when I sing. It's my life. I got the number one record in Detroit right now, and it's called Boom Boom. Yeah, it tells a tremendous story. These lyrics are something else. I want you to dig it and pick up on it. And every time you hear boom boom, that's a dollar change. I don't need your money because I finance my own campaign. I ain't for sale. I keep a fat back roll in my pocket, baby, big as a hay bale. Yes, sir. Now I want everybody to know I'm strictly copacetic. I ain't Republican or Democratic. I got a new program for the nation. There's gonna be groove time, a big sensation. Every man and woman gets one scotch, one bourbon, one beer, three times a day if they stay cool. And little chillings gets milk, cream, and alcohol two times a day if they stay involved in school. Now boogie chillin'. Yes, sir. Time. Now I want nine fine looking women sitting on the Supreme Court. Their big legs, their tight skirts drive me out of my mind. When I need a judgment, they're gonna give it to me right on time. They call me on the phone saying, Johnny, we disagree on which one of us you like the best. I said, honey, you're all equally fine under the law. Yes, sir. Now I'm sharpening up the date. Jimmy Reed, Vice President, little Johnny Taylor, Secretary of State. I got the foreign policy numbers, 444. Domestic spending going up, continental clothes, Stetson hats, everybody's on the dance floor. All you backbiters and syndicators, hear what I say. Now, I ain't gonna stand for no trash talking, double dealing. If I catch you messing around the White House while I'm there, I might cut you, I might shoot you. I just don't know. And there's one point I really want to prove. If you vote for John Lee Hooker, you're gonna groove. Don't be fooled by the Republican. Don't pity the Democratic. Vote John Lee Hook and everything gonna be mellow, knocked out, copacetic. See some old rainy day,
sure looks like it's gonna rain. That's what I was saying out loud. But inside, my mind was working too fast. Or so it seemed. Nothing's accomplished by this. Nothing that makes sense. Let me tell you about my mind. It seems to turn in circles that get tighter and tighter as my thoughts swing upward and inward, as I reach into what might as well be upward as downward, as I think in endless chain reactions that tighten up tighter and tighter until I want to... But I mustn't do that. Loosen up. Take it easy. Just relax. Have to appear calm. Even though I know it's a lie, I'm not calm. Not inside. I'm a nervous wreck inside. Sure, you think I'm calm. Outwardly, I appear so. But you should see the inside of me. Here. Come on in. At first, it doesn't make any sense. Which is perfectly all right. What bothers me is when it does make sense. Like behind this door. Hear that? There's a rhythm. Yes, a rhythm that you can count. Which makes sense. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And this makes me think of... for somebody who invented numbers, which also makes sense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wonder if he had much trouble inventing those numbers. Wonder if he had trouble with 0. Pretty hard to imagine nothing. Nothing. No thing. No me. No you. No world. Nothing. Which doesn't make sense. Which frightens me. I can't stand things that frighten me. That don't make any sense. Come on, let's get out of my brain. Quick, quick through the door here. Now through this one. Oh. Ah, that's better.
Huh?
I said, sure looks like it's gonna rain.
Oh, I don't think so.
John Tilbury playing Howard Skempton's Rumba, following on from the great voice of Ken Nordine from his Word Jazz series. Before that, Ry Cooda and John Lee Hooker for President. And I began there with Mariam Hassan from Western Sahara and A Bridal Song. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. The year is 1974, and this is what David Cross, John Wetton, Bill Bruford and Robert Fripp were up to. King Crimson, Starless and Bible Black.
Thank you.
King Crimson and Starless and Bible Black, originally from 1974, are playing you that from the recently released 40th anniversary edition. The Brighton Early Music Festival plays host to the 16 and Harry Christophers on Friday in St Bartholomew's Church, celebrating the music of Victoria.
Thank you.
glorious music by Victoria the 16th there, directed by Harry Christophers, the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And you can hear them live this Friday night at St Bartholomew's Church in Brighton. It's part of their Choral Pilgrimage 2011 and also part of the Brighton Early Music Festival. The soundtrack to the film O Brother, Where Art Thou? Has been re-released to celebrate the film's 10th birthday. And it's got some previously unreleased material, including this track, Ed Lewis and a working song from the State Penitentiary, Lambert, Mississippi.
Though some folks say that the devil's dead, though some folks say that the devil's dead, this phantom devil at the head of my bed, this phantom devil at the head of my bed, and go away, devil, devil.
Like you feel,
like you feel,
oh, you and Marie. I wished I was old Stormy's son. To me, way, storm along John. I wished I was old Stormy's son. Ha ha! Come along, get along, Stormy along John. And if I was old Stormy's son. Tell me why, storm along John. I'd build a ship of 1,000 ton. Ha ha, come along, get along, storm me along, John. I'd load her with Jamaica rum. Tell me why, storm along John. And all me shellbacks they'd have sung. Ha ha, come along, get along, storm me along John. I'd treat you well and raise your pay. Tell me why, storm along John. And stand your drinks 5 times a day. Ha ha, come along, get along, stormy along, John. And was you ever in Quebec? Tell me why, storm along, John. A stowing timber on the deck. Ha ha, come along, get along, stormy along, John. I wished I was in Baltimore. Tell me why, storm along, John. On the good old American shore. Ha ha, come along, get along, stormy along, John. And when we get to Liverpool town, tell me why, storm along, John. We'll chase them Judies round and round. Ha ha, come along, get along, stormy along, John. Oh, storm along and round we go. Tell me why, storm along, John. Oh, storm along through ice and snow. Ha ha, come along, get along, storm me along, John.
A couple of working songs there. A sea shanty by Jim McGeehan, Storm Along John. And before that, Ed Lewis and the Prisoners from the State Penitentiary, Lambert, Mississippi. And that was from the 10th anniversary release of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which has got some really interesting unreleased material on it. Fado singer Claudio Aurora next. Sea Desire is the title of this song. I sent a wish out to sea, seeing you on the far horizon.
Thank you. desejo. Ao ver-te longe no horizonte, eu atirei ao mar um beijo. Ao ver-te chegar do horizonte, poder abrir o meu coração.
Bristol-based fado singer Claudia Aurora and a song called Sea Desire. I mentioned earlier on that Bent Sorensen is composer in residence at this year's Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. So I'm going to end tonight with his piece The Deserted Churchyards from the album Birds and Bells. And before that, a couple of bell-like tunes by Cornelius Cardew. And his music is being celebrated at the Engine Room Festival at Morley College later on this month. The pianist is John Tilbury. And from me, till tomorrow at 11. Good night.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Much of this first couple of hours is a recent concert from Stockholm devoted to the music of Sven David Sandström, born in 1942 and a man cherished in Sweden for his choral pieces in particular. The singers are the Swedish Radio Choir, and they set off with three Sandström pieces. The second is the premiere of a new song of love, the words from the Song of Songs. After it, the last prayer of an old man, Es ist genug. It's also a homage to Buxtehude, using ideas from one of his cantatas. And first of all, hear one of a series of Sandström motets, using the same texts as the six Bach motets, Lobet den Herrn.